Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to focus on letting go of poverty consciousness and co-creating our abundance. These are very challenging times financially for people all over the world, and most people feel like they are just victims being buffeted about with this global economy that seems to be spiraling down the tubes. But that is not the truth. We are co-creating this earthly experience. So let's do what's necessary to turn things around in our own lives and to help with shifting things in the lives of all humanity. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with people all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. Due to the painful situations that are frequently manifesting in our lives, it's easy to forget that we are empowered and beloved children of God. We are not just our fear-based, fragmented human ego. This profound truth means that we are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and all that our godparents have is ours. This includes the infinite flow of God's abundance. So today we're going to discuss our ability to co-create abundance in our lives and open up to this natural divine birthright of God's abundance. This is a vitally important time on this planet. And in response to the invocations of literally millions of people all over the world, the light of our Father, Mother, God is now flowing into the earth in greatly increased frequencies. As this light enters the physical plane, it enters the core of purity that pulsates in every electron of life, including every electron of poverty consciousness, and every electron that's based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power. As this light enters the core of purity, it activates the divine potential within every electron. So within every electron manifesting as poverty or lack and limitation, the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated, which has been dormant since humanity's fall from grace eons ago. When humanity's divine birthright of abundance is activated, it actually pushes to the surface every frequency of vibration that conflicts with God's abundance. These human miscreations are now surfacing all over the planet in our daily lives, and they're coming up to be transmuted back into light. From outer world appearances, it looks like we're heading for a total global economic collapse. But if this was true, our financial systems and institutions, which are based on greed and corruption, would be manifesting perfection eventually. It is true that financial systems and institutions that are based in greed and any other corrupt practice are being turned upside down. This will no longer be the order of the day on this planet. These institutions are doomed for failure, and this purification process will wreak havoc in the lives of those who keep insisting and continue these obsolete behavior patterns. These old paradigm shifts conflict with the patterns of perfection for the new earth and with the patterns of God's abundance that are now flowing into the planet through the invocation of lightworkers all over the planet. These old paradigms conflict with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and they will not and cannot be sustained. It's very important for people to know that it is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this cleansing process to take awakening humanity down the tubes financially. On the contrary, we have been given incredible tools to assist us with transmuting poverty consciousness and changing these old, obsolete archetypes. These tools are a sacred gift, specifically designed to help each of us release the past and establish new patterns of prosperity consciousness that will quickly open us up to the flow of God's infinite abundance. This sacred knowledge is flowing through every open door, and it is readily available to anyone who is willing to lift up in consciousness and to accept his or her reality as a beloved child of God. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of the infinite flow of God's abundance that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this divine essence, this golden light of abundance and eternal peace from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This flow of abundance is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. As the divine truth of God's abundance and eternal peace records in each heart flame, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child lifts each soul higher into the knowledge and the wisdom of the infinite flow of God's abundance. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the perpetual flow of God's abundance and eternal peace will bless this earth and all life. As we anchor the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form, it is important for us to understand that the divine qualities of God's abundance and eternal peace are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God, that we are now bringing back into physical manifestation through the highest level of humanity's consciousness, the I Am presence. Abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude of wishful thinking. It is a profound truth. But unfortunately, humanity forgot that truth long ago. For eons of time, we've been struggling in the quagmire created by our beliefs and our acceptance of lack and limitation. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. During this unprecedented moment on Earth, there is an awakening taking place within the heart and mind of every person evolving on this planet, whether they are consciously aware of it yet or not. This is causing people everywhere to lift up in consciousness and to ask the questions, who am I and why am I here? Our I Am presence, our true God selves, are responding to our heartfelt inquiries. And we are beginning to perceive the bigger picture of our purpose and reason for being, as well as the explanation for the events that are taking place on this planet. As humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not fragmented, fear-based aspects of our personality, known as our human ego. We realize that in truth, we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. This knowing, this remembrance, this information is prompting us to open our hearts and minds, thus allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. As the light of God increases on earth, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. And this is what we are experiencing this very moment. After several decades of dedicated work by light workers around the world, we have now reached a critical mass that allows the patterns of perfection for the new earth to be anchored in the physical plane. These patterns include the inseparable archetypes for God's abundance and eternal peace. So what is occurring now is that everything in our individual and our collective lives that conflict with God's infinite abundance and eternal peace are being pushed to the surface to be healed. This is a powerful cleansing process, and it is occurring now at a greatly accelerated pace. If you have any doubt about that, all we have to do is watch the news and read the newspaper to confirm that fact. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan. The accelerated purging is indeed intense, but it is a necessary factor in paving the way for the tangible manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the eons of poverty consciousness that we have empowered with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Instead, these patterns of imperfection need to be pushed to the surface, and they get our attention by manifesting in our lives as and revealing themselves to us as the patterns of lack and limitation. The company of heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection, so that we can go through this cleansing process in the clearest and most positive way possible. In spite of all of the horrific things we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am Presence, which is our true God Self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are experiencing personally in our individual lives. And each of us has been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process. It's important for us to remember that we are not the victims of circumstance. We have co-created this reality, and we have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength we need to succeed God victoriously in transmuting these patterns of imperfection as they surface, so that we can bring into physical manifestation the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which includes God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. This is actually the moment we have all been preparing for, the moment we have been training for lifetimes to accomplish, the moment that we knew would one day arrive, but that we were afraid would not happen in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos is being reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace are now being permanently established on Earth. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary part of the unfolding divine plan. The reason for that is because the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow forth now from the realms of Lumen Truth into humanity's hearts and conscious minds. And in order for us to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass all of the old paradigms of greed and corruption, which caused the problems in the first place and which are blocking the solution to those problems so that they won't lose their power and their ability to manipulate and control humanity. At this very moment, they are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain viable and practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to disease, to poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. But unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are available to us right here and right now. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end, and that's what we're seeing happening in the outer world as we see the old archetypes crumbling away. They are not working anymore. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of light workers around the world that have been working for literally decades to bring the patterns of perfection for the new Earth into physical manifestation. Very recently, we have talked about the fact that humanity has finally reached the critical mass where we were able to burst the paralyzing grip of our fragmented human egos. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons of time into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists, and that its purpose and reason for being is to gratify our physical senses. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepted without question the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believed that it had the right to do whatever was necessary in order to get what it wanted, even if it meant lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm this statement that our egos were willing to do anything to get what it wanted. But this is a new day on planet Earth, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is now transcending the human ego and lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and into the full embrace of the guidance of our I Am Presence, our true God reality. Each of our I Am Presences has magnetized this information into our sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour and because of the need for our conscious participation in expanding the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, the infinite abundance of God, and eternal peace through all levels of consciousness. The information and tools being given to us by the Company of Heaven now are to help all of us quickly pass through this cleansing process so that the archetypes of infinite abundance and eternal peace will become the order of the new day on planet Earth. This plan has been gradually unfolding for millennia, and the purging that is taking place throughout the economic world at this time is a necessary and critical part of the planetary transformation that is now at hand. For eons of time, the monetary systems of the world have been abused. Instead of the natural exchange of give and take, the ebb and flow of God's abundance, based on the principles of always working toward the highest good for all concerned and the reverence for all life, the wealth of the world has been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitudes. Money has been a source of pain and suffering throughout history. And it has been such a powerful source of pain and suffering that religious orders in both Eastern and Western cultures taught the people that money itself was innately evil. They thereby denounced it and actually took vows of poverty. This action gave the spiritual aspirants of the world the message that somehow poverty was a virtue. Interestingly, this belief system actually perpetuated the schism between the haves and the have-nots. It also created the phenomenon that intensified the abuse of money. Because the people who were truly seeking greater levels of truth to improve the quality of life on the planet, and those who were genuinely striving toward spiritual growth and self-mastery, were being taught by the world religions that it wasn't okay for them to be financially free, that money was evil and should not be acquired. That belief left the money in the hands of those who were not pursuing the highest good, who were being totally manipulated by their human egos, and who were functioning strictly to gratify the physical senses, and that were strictly pursuing the self-indulgent gratification of greed and power. Because the abuse of money has been the order of the day on Earth for literally millennia, we probably all have etheric records and memories of times when we either abused money and our wealth, or when we used our wealth and money to abuse others. These etheric records vibrate in the subconscious level, but they can be very effective at repelling money away from us. In either case, whether we were the ones that were abusing money or whether we were the ones that were being abused by money, or on some occasions probably both, the message was that money was a source of pain, that it was very hard to get, and that it was difficult and we could do whatever we needed to do to acquire it. It's very hard to get past this subconscious block and to allow money into our lives when we keep associating it with pain and suffering. This is truly a cosmic moment on Earth, a moment being referred to as the dawn of the permanent golden age. In this dawning age, it has been decreed by divine fiat that heaven shall manifest on earth. As you can well imagine, poverty, homelessness, lack, and limitation do not exist in heaven. That means that they will not be part of the patterns of perfection for the new earth either, when the transformation is complete. What we must realize is that those maladies are not going to be eliminated because someone waves a wand and magically makes them disappear. They are going to be eliminated on Earth because you and I and every other person evolving on Earth learn to apply the laws of prosperity, learn how to be the open door for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace accurately and effectively in our lives. At any given moment, our environment is reflecting the sum total of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes. The world at large is a collective reflection of humanity's consciousness. The negative experiences of lack and limitation occurring in our personal lives as well as in the global economy are not the result of God punishing us for our past abuse of money, as some are indicating. It is merely a result of our own energy returning to us to allow us to experience what we co-created in the past, the results of our actions through our thoughts and feelings. At this critical time of change, if there is any area in our lives in which we are not reaching our highest potential, our I Am presence is pushing it to the surface in a way that we cannot any longer deny. We don't have any choice but to face it and deal with it. We are no longer being allowed to just stuff it down or to ignore it or to deny our problem. Needless to say, poverty is a problem. Lack and limitation of all kinds are a problem. And these things are surfacing in our lives and in the lives of those whose thoughts, words, actions, and feelings have been energizing poverty consciousness for eons of time. As long as we're comfortable, we're willing to stagnate forever. But when we experience a real crisis in our lives, it gets our attention, and we frantically try to alleviate it. We strayed from the original divine plan as far as money goes, as far as opening up to the infinite abundance of God goes. But we are now clearing up these past mistakes so that we can get back on track. The imbalance and failure of our economic system is being brought to our awareness through the media so that we can see the error of the ways of greed and selfishness. Now, through greater insight and understanding, we will focus on the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and we will together co-create a new economic system that will reflect a reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned, a far more equitable distribution of money. I know there is a lot of resistance to the terminology, an equitable distribution of money, because people have it in their minds that we're talking about hard-working people giving their money to people that are sitting on the sofa eating bonbons and watching television. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about hard-working people that get up every single day and that spend long hours at work for companies and businesses, bringing success into those companies and businesses. People that are barely making enough of an hourly wage to put food on the table and a roof over their head, while the CEOs at the top of those companies are skimming off $100 million bonuses. That is an unfair and unconscionable, inequitable distribution of money. The people that are bringing the success to the business and working hard to make the business successful should have a share of the profits of that business, should have the ability to have decent lives with insurance and with the amount of money that can help them to live in comfort and security on this planet. Abundance is actually our natural state of being. The supply of the universe is limitless. When the earth was created, God provided humanity with everything we needed to abide in this verdant paradise of splendor. We had all of the food we needed to eat. We had everything we needed to make shelter for ourselves and clothing. We had air to breathe, water to drink, sunlight for warmth and sustenance, and our life force, including the knowledge and wisdom of how to sustain life of prosperity and abundance. Everything we needed was given to us. This is what the Garden of Eden was. This is what the allegory was describing for the original humanity. It was only when we began to use our gift of life and our free will to express thoughts and feelings that reflected a consciousness less than prosperity, a consciousness of fear, of lack, and limitation, that we began to experience poverty in our lives. We must remember that our thoughts are creative. Whatever we put our attention and energy into, whatever we think and feel, we bring into form. When humanity began to express thoughts and feelings of fear and lack, these discordant vibrations began to reflect on the atomic and subatomic particles of matter in the physical plane. Then, instead of the continual manifestation of the God supply of all good things, the elemental kingdom began to reflect the extreme imbalances and impoverishment. The elemental kingdom, which always reflects humanity's consciousness that sustains the earth, the air, the water, and the fire elements, and the ethers that sustain physical matter, began to show signs of decay and degeneration with our negative thoughts and feelings. This caused floods, famines, droughts, and pestilence to become the order of the day. Then people evolving on Earth observed the changes taking place, and they became more fearful and more confused and began experiencing the imbalances of the elemental kingdom and did experience lack and limitation. This negative state of consciousness perpetuated even greater degrees of lack and scarcity. Thus, over eons of time, humanity created a building momentum of poverty consciousness. We became deeply entrenched in the discordant thought forms of lack and limitation. We observed the indigence of our outer world and accepted it as our natural state of being. We forgot that we are co-creators in our earthly experience. We lost the awareness that the things occurring in our lives are merely a reflection of our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, beliefs, and attitudes. Instead, we looked at the poverty of the world and tried to justify it by proclaiming it to be, of all things, God's will. We felt victimized and tried to outsmart our so-called lot in life. We became conniving and deceitful. We believed that the only way we could have enough of the things that we wanted was to take things away from others. This attitude became the basis for war, crime, corruption, greed, and selfishness. The momentum of poverty consciousness increased throughout the ages, and day by day, we methodically sank into our present level of degradation when it comes to the monetary system and financial sustenance in our lives. If we will objectively observe the negative things occurring in the world, we will see that almost every single destructive expression of life is in some way or another reflecting a belief in lack and limitation, and the greed and selfishness that naturally accompany that belief system. This material spiral into oblivion is now coming to an end. It is critical for the survival of the planet that we stop our distorted acceptance of poverty and begin clearly and effectively developing a consciousness of prosperity. Poverty is in absolute opposition to the divine plan for the new earth and for all of humanity. Poverty cannot exist in the presence of light, and the new earth is destined to be a planet of light. So our responsibility now is to open up to the flow of God's abundance. There are millions of souls now evolving on Earth who are awakening to the inner knowledge that recorded deep within their cellular memories is the divine law of God's infinite abundance and prosperity. These souls know through every fiber of their beings that God is their supply, and they know that supply is infinite. Yet often, their life experiences are still reflecting a lack of financial sustenance. This paradox confirms the fact that even the illumined souls on Earth, who have the intellectual knowledge and wisdom of the divine laws of prosperity, have powerful etheric records and memories that vibrate at a subliminal level that are based in poverty consciousness, and that these memories and these etheric records subconsciously are still repelling money away from them. Because of the need for money in our everyday lives, just for survival, we have developed a concern and a tremendous fear about it that often forms blocks and prevents money from flowing into our lives. These are amplified by these subconscious fears and this lack and limitation consciousness that we have in our etheric records. One of the most difficult things to truly believe and accept is that the supply of the universe is limitless and that everything we need already exists. But that is the truth and the reality. So what we have to do is apply the natural laws that govern the abundant supply of the universe and open the flow to God's abundance. In order for us to attain financial freedom, the first thing that we must do is clear our relationship with money. We need to eliminate fear and realize that money is a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destiny. It is only because of our fear that we have allowed money to have that kind of control over our lives. Now that our human ego has been released into the higher schools of learning by our I Am presences, it is going to be much easier for us to accept prosperity consciousness and to release these obsolete concepts of fear and lack and limitation. So a great deal of the fear and confusion we have about money comes from childhood programming, misunderstandings, and religious dogma. It also comes from our feelings of low self-esteem and unworthiness. One of the most erroneous concepts we have is the belief that somehow it is spiritual or part of our divine plan to suffer and be poor, that if we go around in ashes and sackcloth with begging bowls, taking vows of poverty and vows of celibacy, we will be more spiritual. On the contrary, to say that poverty and lack are the will of God is actually blasphemous. Not one electron of energy that is sent forth from the heart of God is less than perfect. Therefore, poverty, which is most certainly less than perfect, is a human miscreation and has nothing whatsoever to do with the will of God. Poverty is certainly not the will of God, and since it is a form of misqualified energy, we've taken our gift of life and distorted it into this gross mutation that causes all manner of pain and suffering. It could actually be considered in religious terms as a sin, not a virtue. Poverty is a vice. Poverty leads to all manner of crime, family problems, relationship problems, drug and alcohol abuse, tension, stress, high blood pressure, worry, and numerous other physical and mental problems. There is nothing righteous about poverty. So first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Prosperity is a divine birthright. Acceptance of this truth will help us to let go of all of the previous programming that made us feel guilty about attaining prosperity. The next thing we need to do is to look at our self-image. Often feelings of unworthiness, which we usually take on at a very early age, convince us that we don't deserve to have the good things in life. We usually have difficulty imagining ourselves financially prosperous or imagining ourselves in the most wonderful circumstances possible. Somehow we just don't feel worthy of God's infinite flow of abundance. I want to state emphatically that such belief is a lie. It is a misqualification of pure energy. We need to get in touch with those feelings, to recognize them for what they are, and to let them go as we transmute them back into light through the power of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. We must begin loving ourselves more, appreciating our uniqueness, recognizing our gifts and talents, and accepting that we have special skills that we can offer this planet, and that the time for us to use those skills is now. We should love ourselves enough to give ourselves what we truly deserve, which is the very best, including the infinite flow of God's abundance. We're not talking about greed or about accumulating material things. It's fine to have nice things in our lives, but what we're talking about is the infinite flow of abundance that will free us up to fulfill our divine plans, rather than having us work from morning till night in mundane jobs that are stifling our hearts and causing all kinds of stress just so that we can put food on the table. We can do far more good and help many more people if we have money than we can if we're poor. Money doesn't have to be an instrument of selfishness and greed. In fact, that is the absolute antithesis of what we are supposed to use our money for. Instead, money should be a tool to expand our love and our gifts to the rest of the world, a tool that will allow us to bring forth the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on the physical plane. Since we usually use pain as our motivator, it is during our failures and our miserable periods that we develop the incentive to look for a better way and to finally become willing to apply the laws of prosperity. This is that moment. From all outer appearances, I think humanity is miserable enough. So let's join together. And let's apply the laws of prosperity now and draw forth the infinite abundance of God. Allow this to flow through us and expand into our lives. So now that we have identified some of the reasons that we may have chosen to hold ourselves in lack and financial limitation, the fears of our human ego, our feelings of unworthiness, our belief that maybe somehow money is evil and poverty is a virtue, and our programming that all of the things that we've gone through in the past are natural and that we are just the victims of circumstance. These are all erroneous beliefs that have perpetuated poverty in our lives. So now it's time for us to start developing prosperity consciousness. Prosperity thinking basically gives us the power to make our dreams come true, whether those dreams are concerned with increased wealth, better health, a happier personal life, more education, career success, a deeper spiritual life, or anything else we desire. We are prosperous to the degree that we are experiencing peace, health, and plenty in our worlds. Some of the spiritual teachings of the past, the scriptures, have said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Author James Allen, who has written a book with that title, has said, through his thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming, regenerative agency by which he may make of himself what he wills. That is an extremely powerful statement. And the laws that govern prosperity are just as sure and workable as that statement. They are as real and tangible as the laws that govern mathematics, music, physics, and every other field of science that is guiding and directing this physical plane. One of those laws is the law of the circle. So let's talk about that for a few minutes, because this is a critical facet in our abundance and our financial prosperity. We have concluded that every single thing existing in the universe is composed of electronic light substance. There are two activities of this electronic substance. One is radiation, which means projecting forth or breathing out or sending out. The other is magnetization, which means pulling back or drawing in or breathing in. Familiar phrases used to describe these two activities are giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, sowing and reaping, supply and demand, and the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. In actuality, the law of the circle is what we often call the law of attraction. The basic law of prosperity is identical to this natural law of the circle. What we radiate out through our thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, words, and actions, we magnetize into our lives and affairs. So if we are sending out thoughts and feelings of lack and limitation, bogged down with memories of unpleasant failure experiences, and worry or concern over not being able to pay our bills, or the fear that we won't have enough money to purchase our bodily needs, that misqualified energy, charged with a vibration of poverty, is what we will be drawing back into our lives and sustaining in our lives. So it is up to us to dare to change our way of thinking and believing, even in the midst of our financial challenges. We need to dare to radiate outward thoughts and feelings and actions of what we really want to experience in our lives, rather than to dwell on what we're afraid of and what we don't want to experience. These negative conditions in our lives can be changed as quickly as we change our thinking about them. We have all heard the expression, money begets money. That is true, because people who have money have developed a true prosperity consciousness. They accept prosperity, they feel prosperous, they send out thoughts of prosperity, and they continually draw success and prosperity into their lives. Now, I know it's a whole lot easier to think and feel and act prosperous when you have money than when you don't, but the important thing is that it is possible, and it is something that we must learn to do if we're going to attract prosperity in our lives. Every time we send money out, whether it's to buy groceries or to pay a bill or for entertainment or whatever, we should bless it with gratitude for the service it is providing for us and to let it go freely, knowing that it is a source of energy and that, like all energy, it will go out, expand, and return to us for more service. If we send our money forth grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses, hating to spend it on the necessities of life, we will automatically block that flow from the universe from pouring back into our lives. Now, this does not mean going out and charging things and spending money that we don't have, getting ourselves deeper and deeper in debt. But it does mean recognizing money as a source of energy that is providing a service to us that we should accept with gratitude and appreciation. Now, I know that when we talk about money begets money and people that think and feel about money draw money to them, but if we don't also include within that the attitude that this money is for the highest good of all concerned, involving the reverence of all life, that money and that financial sustenance will not be sustained. If it is based in greed and selfishness and corruption, that money is going to be taken away from us. And that's what we're experiencing now. So as we shift our consciousness, we also need to say that we are magnetizing the money into our lives with the highest good for all concerned and reverence for all life. It is important for us to take our attention off of poverty and to be deliberate about our wealth. Our thought forms are magnetic. Through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we can draw the God supply of all good things into our lives. And through the steps of creative visualization, we can set our goals for prosperity and begin developing true prosperity consciousness. So imagine that you just won a $1 million lottery. Feel the elation, buoyancy of that prosperity. Experience the feelings of success. Now visualize all of the things that you would do with that money. Visualize yourself going to the bank, depositing your check, seeing yourself joyously paying off all your debts. Feel and absorb that freedom. Visualize yourself buying the things that you want and need, and seeing yourself helping friends and loved ones who need assistance. Visualize yourself now investing your money wisely so that it will grow and expand and continue to serve you, and seeing yourself sending your money forth, contributing generously and generous amounts of money to charities and organizations and causes that you want to support, that you know are adding to the life of the world and adding to the prosperity of bringing forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth. As you give, so will you receive. Experience the happiness and the sense of fulfillment as you use your money. No matter what amount of money you have, think of it as a seed that is magnetizing more money into your life. Bless it, send it forth, see it expanding and returning to you. To not only add to the joy of your own life, but to improve life for others and the planet as well. Even though you may not win a $1 million lottery, it is the feeling of success and abundance that you must generate in order to create a magnetic force field to draw prosperity into your life. Hold on to that feeling of buoyancy and joy, and feel the prosperity continually flowing through you throughout the day. Don't give power to outer world appearances by dwelling on lack and limitation. Handle the situation in your life objectively as a detached observer, knowing always that regardless of what is occurring at this moment in your life, the supply of the universe is limitless and abundance is God's will for you, and that you are magnetizing abundance into your life. Ask your God self to transmute every electron that conflicts with poverty consciousness and transmute that back into prosperity. This is really an important time for us to focus and put our power and energy into this. If you would like more tools associated with prosperity consciousness and the exercises, the visualizations, the meditations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, we've made that available through our website on the book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free. and the tape, the CD, rather, that's titled Abundance. These are available on our website, eraofpeace.org. These two tools contain wonderful information that will just empower these things for us and help us work with the beings of light to create the infinite abundance of God in our lives. Our website is eraofpeace.org. There's also a place for you to sign up for our monthly newsletter, which is free. Read all of the articles in our archives and many things and tools that are available on our website. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. And I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and to bring prosperity and abundance into your life, creating an upward flow. Because as you are lifted up, all life is lifted up with you. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.